Press conference of Daniil Medvedev. We'll start with questions in English and we'll start with Mario.
Hi, Daniil. I'm happy to see you after a win, so congratulations for your
Thanks.
qualification. Your next opponent will be Jannik Sinner, and I know you've been training together today. So I wanted to ask you how Jannik seemed to be physically and mentally, and how strong you think he is on this court so fast. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Jannik is in great shape right now in general. He won a lot of matches on the rise up. Gonna play his first ATP finals, even if it was like a reserve, he has full chances to qualify. So it's gonna be a big experience for him. He's still super young. He could have played next gen. So a lot of future ahead of him for sure. And I don't know, it's just, we played 30 minutes warm up, so I have no idea if he has some pain or whatever. But I think, yeah, playing in Italy, his hometown, first ATP finals for sure, he's going to have motivation. Then sometimes it's not easy to play your first ATP final. So I'm gonna see who wins, because for both of them, Uber played a match against me, but still it's his first ATP final. So for both of them, it's the first time. Let's see how they do.
Thank you.
Sam?
Hi, Daniil. Sam from the ATP here. Congratulations on your
Hi,
win
thanks.
tonight. You lead Sasha 6-5 in your head-to-head, but you've won the past five meetings now. How do you always find a way against him?
Yeah, I mean, I always say no against the top 10 player for years, which is Sasha. I feel like no matter how many matches you win in a row, you can basically lose the same amount in a row afterwards. So every match was different. Some matches I was in control. Some matches I remember he was up, really in control of the match, where I managed to turn it around. And today's match was a matter of few points, was a really close match. So I'm just happy that I made it against such a strong opponent, especially this year. He has so many victories, titles. So I'm happy that I managed, to have the edge in the three meetings we had this year. Not much more to add. If we're talking about the game, maybe I understand his game a little bit and some things, but as we saw today, he definitely understands mine also. So I don't think it's just a one-sided, there is one-sided opinion about this, but I'm just happy that I won the last few matches.
Craig?
Daniil, just to follow on from what you wrote on the screen, the lens of the camera, were there times that you were a bit nervous during this match? And when you get nervous, how do those nerves manifest with you? What do you feel?
Yeah, tough to say, because definitely nerves is something that can play a tricky role, because I feel like sometimes it can make you good. Like you feel you're nervous, just go for the shot, go for the winner. Sometimes you make it, you make the crowd go crazy if you broke or you won the match. And that's where nerves help you bring the best out of you and the best decision. Sometimes, well, yeah, one shot you can miss just because your hand was not as free as it can be. And I think second set on this fast courts, where I had a lot of opportunities to maybe get closer to the match win on his serve, was not easy, because it's like you feel the moment that you can, win the match there. He's definitely not gonna make it easy for you. And there were a few points where I could have been better, and I think the nerves were part of it. But then third set tiebreak, of course, both of us were shaking. That's completely normal. Everybody would, Novak, Rafa, Roger. So that's why I found it funny to, because I think on the TV you don't really see it, because I was still going for the shots. I was not missing that much. I made a few great shots, and it was enough to win the match. So I guess people could look at it and say, "Wow, he's not tight at all." But yeah, hands were shaking.
Jens?
Hi, Daniil. You're guaranteed to play on Saturday, and the two Canadians already withdrew from the Davis Cup. Is it 100% given that you will play Davis Cup, or is there a slight chance that you might decide you need a longer break?
If I don't get injured this two or three last matches, we'll definitely play Davis Cup. Feel like I think we can be the big favorites there with the team we have. So hopefully we can do big there. And yeah, I'm planning to play for sure.
Klaus?
Hi, Daniel, and congratulations to your win. I have a kind of different question. You may have heard, and I'm sure you've heard about the incident around Peng Shuai in China. I just want to know if something you talk about within the tennis bubble, also in Torino, and what's your personal view on that?
Yeah, look, I think the most important is I hope she's safe, because definitely everybody heard of it. We don't know the exact details of the story because everything is so blur. So it's tough at this moment for me to make my own opinion on that. But the only thing is that I hope she's safe, because yeah, that's all you want to see in our world, people safe and healthy, because that's the most important.
Reem?
Hi, Daniel. I wanted to hear your thoughts on the foot fault and the video review and just that whole process. How did it go down with you?
Yeah, first of all, I think that video review is nice. Actually, I guess they should make it one or two during the set, because we have it once a match usually. So it's going to be really rare that we use it, but I knew I had it. So as soon as I heard foot fault, I was like, yeah, for sure. I mean, show me, why not? And the thing is that I don't know in the rule book, so it's for you to find out, if you cannot step on the line or you cannot cross the line with your body, kind of, because why I'm saying this is that my foot was in the air, but a little bit over the line, like a few millimeters, but it was not stepping on the line. So I don't know if, for example, one moment it's going to happen, it's our world is changing. So one moment it's going to be electronic system calling this foot fault for sure. And I don't know what's the rule, whether when you touch it, so you actually step on it, it's going to say foot fault for everybody, or it's going to be like a laser where you pass the line, even if your foot is in the air, and it's going to say foot fault. So that's, I think, the most important question, because if you look closely, I saw it on Instagram, again, the toe of the foot is in the air because it's not touching the ground, but maybe it's still a foot fault. I don't know the rule. So yeah, it's up to you.
I'll find out for you.
Thanks.
Last question in English with Ubaldo.
Ciao, congratulations. Are you going to be more in favor after today for the electronic lines than the human beings calling the lines, or vice versa, because you like to have some sort of human atmosphere around you? And also about Sinner, you may have to play Sinner, and if Sinner has won Urquaz, his match against you will be important for him and will not be important, so important for you. I'd like to know what is the psychological side of this combination.
Yeah, first of all, about electronic system. First, when we had it last year due to COVID, I was kind of more in favor for the electronic system. But now that we have line judge bags, I feel, yeah, there is also a charm in it to Hawkeye, to, you know, look the mark. It's in or out. Today I was really bad on the calls, but still, you know, it's a game also. Of course, there can be few moments where you're going to see, like, I think was Berrettini's Zverev. If I'm not mistaken, a break point or something for Berrettini, and he thought he missed the shot. And then for us on the TV, it showed in. So that's where it's like the system would not call it, but it's also part of the game. He should have challenged. He had a lot of challenges left. So I was like, why don't you challenge? So it's tough to comment on this opinion. I think both sides are good. If we talk about foot fault, that's where it gets tricky, because as I said previously, it's about whether cross the line or step on the line. So I think about foot fault can be nice, because it's not just by creating an electronic system for foot fault, we're not going to kill the line judge just by this. So I think this can be good, because yeah, our world is progression, and the most popular sports, they have goal line technology or stuff like this. So for foot fault, I think it can be good. Talking about Yannick, I think there is actually, so if he wins, I think the match is going to be important for me also, because I will, if I want to be number one in my group, I will have to beat him, I think. I'm not sure about all these things. I just also know that in order to keep the momentum going, it's better to try to win the match. Of course, maybe if I lose the first one on 2018 on the tiebreak, and I know I'm first in the group, then I don't know what happens, I will be honest. But still, I think when you lose a match, you lose the momentum, so it's always better to win. So I'm just going to enjoy the match today and get ready for Yannick. I think it's going to be our third meeting. It's always, you know, you lose in the head-to-head, it's a loss, so I don't like to lose, so I'm going to be 100%.
Thank you. Russian, we'll start with Yevgeny.
Здравствуй, Аня, с победой тебе.
Спасибо.
Два вопроса у меня. Первый вопрос такой. Сегодня вторник, а ты уже в полуфинале, а некоторые еще, в общем-то, ничего для себя не решили. Вот как ты считаешь, как уже опытный человек, ты имеешь какое-то преимущество в данной ситуации перед остальными или нет?
Я думаю, главное преимущество – это то, что я уже там. То есть какого-то психологического преимущества – это оно, в принципе, то есть это все неважно. В субботу я буду играть с кем-то из другой группы. Это будет новый матч. Все будут хотеть победить. Неважно, против кого ты будешь на другой стороне. Опять же, то есть просто плюс в том, что я уже знаю, то есть в каком-то смысле, все, я в полуфинале. Маленькая такая цель выполнена – выйти из группы. Супер, все, готовимся дальше, играем дальше. Других этого нет. Им еще нужно выигрывать матчи, им нужно стараться бороться. То есть это единственный плюс, но конкретно матчу в субботу это не будет иметь никакого значения, и все будет заново.
Еще вопрос. Вот в данной ситуации все-таки, если был бы вдруг возможность как бы выбирать, ты бы предпочел сыграть именно с Зинером в четверг или с Беретини?
Тут это, в принципе, не так важно. Оба крутые игроки играют, в принципе, в разный теннис. То есть Матео больше так подача сильная справа, Яник больше по всему корту, справа-слева играет примерно одинаково, играет быстро, в темпе, может быть, чуть хуже подает, чем Матео. Поэтому совершенно разного стиля игроки. Оба по-своему тяжело играть. Поэтому, то есть, в принципе, нет ответа на этот вопрос. Уже Матео совершенно точно снялся, поэтому играть буду с Яником, соответственно, готовиться буду к нему, а с Матео сыграем как-нибудь в следующий раз.
Спасибо большое, Даня.
Спасибо.
Удачи тебе.
Спасибо.
Thank you.
Thank you.